T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The CBS military consultant, Colonel Jeff McCausland. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning to you.
And I'm sure you and those in the Pentagon are watching the situation very carefully. What's the latest happening out of Beirut today?
Well, sadly, we've reported now that over 135 people have been killed, about 5,000 have been injured, and literally hundreds of thousands, maybe as many as half of the population of the city of Beirut, are now homeless following this explosion in the port area, which is only a short walking distance from the major tourist parts of the city. Something like 90% of all the hotels in Beirut have been, in fact, damaged. And the shockwave was felt as far away as Cyprus, which is several hundred miles away, home 6 miles from the actual detonation site, were, in fact, damaged. The investigation now is ongoing of how this occurred, and it seems to be focusing on about 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate that was stored improperly in a warehouse facility, which is a very explosive item that actually is used in fertilizer.
Wow. I heard yesterday there was a report that that stockpile was basically orphaned. It was a result of a bankruptcy.
That's exactly right. A Russian ship had come into the port 6 months ago, gotten into some financial difficulties, problems with the crew, weren't being paid. Eventually, the ship was literally abandoned by the owners, and then the ammonium nitrate was transferred to a warehouse facility. It also seems that the customs officials in the port had sent repeated letters to the government demanding that this stuff be removed because of safety precautions, which were, in fact, ignored. And now in the aftermath of the initial investigation, some of the port officials for the port of Beirut have, in fact, been placed under house arrest, as the Beirut government and Lebanese government say they're going to conduct a thorough and transparent investigation of how this particular tragedy occurred.
So are they blaming the port officials for leaving that 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate in the warehouses there for 6 years? They're blaming them for that, or was it just a breakdown in communication between officials?
Well, no particular charges have been preferred as of yet, to the best of my knowledge, but it seems to me that's where they're zeroing in on these particular port officials for incompetency. And oh, by the way, I mean, the country of Lebanon has already, even prior to this, been beset by enormous financial difficulties, and the country was almost an economic disaster area to start with based on corruption. And then, of course, you got the coronavirus on top of that. So this is just a cascading disaster on this particular city and this particular country.
Yeah, and I think Beirut or Lebanon is home to, I think, 70,000 Syrian, I don't know the number. It was a high number of Syrian refugees there. Plus, you have all kinds of proxies from different organizations throughout the Middle East there. You have a large deposit of ammonium nitrate sitting there. How many people knew that it was there? And are they looking at any nefarious methods?
A little unclear about exactly how many people know it, but since it's been there for 6 months, you would have to imagine that a significant number knew about it. Now, initially, there were concerns that this might have been some kind of a terrorist act. And in fact, President Trump initially, for some reason, said he had consulted with some of his great generals, and they had told him it was an attack, which has turned out to be untrue and caused some disquiet. The White House is now trying to backtrack on that particular part of the story.
Yeah, I saw that press conference 2 nights ago, and a reporter pressed him about that, and he sort of acquiesced pretty quickly on that. Well, I heard this, it might be that, we don't know, we're looking into it type thing. What about was there a fireworks stockpile nearby or something like that in Beirut?
Yeah, it seems to be that was the case. That what happened was that initially a fire occurred apparently an adjoining warehouse that may have had firework, and that was basically, if you will, the detonator. The ammonium nitrate needs some kind of a detonator system, and that was exactly what occurred. One had to put it in perspective, perhaps, one has to understand that ammonium nitrate is very explosive, but needs a detonation type of device. And this is the same type of material that was used in the Murrow City bombing in Oklahoma City back in the 1990s. But in that particular case, that particular truck only had 2 tons aboard. And in this case, we had almost 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate.
My goodness. CBS military consultant Colonel Jeff McCausland joining us on the Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. And Colonel, we're talking about Lebanon, Beirut, a big explosion there. But today marks 75 years since another major blast.
Yeah, today is ironically the 75th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima, which occurred at about really early in the morning over the city of Hiroshima, a city of some 250,000 people. And then 3 days later, of course, on the 9th of August, 75 years ago, was the bombing of Nagasaki. Somewhere between 130,000 and about 250,000 people were killed in the initial bombing by the United States on Japan, the only time a nuclear weapon has been used in combat. And, of course, this brings to a close the Second World War.
Now, what's the comparison between Hiroshima's blast and what happened in Beirut?
Well, of course, both of them were major blasts. One was in warfare. The other was a major accident. So I think the comparison kind of ends at that particular time.
I mean, just the size.
In terms of explosive power, in the military, you would measure the blast in Beirut as a 2 kiloton, 2,000 tons of explosives. The weapon over Hiroshima was 15 kilotons, or about 15,000 tons of explosive power. And then on top of that, of course, you put the radioactivity that comes from a nuclear weapon. So when I said before that somewhere between 130,000 and a quarter of a million people were killed in these two particular bombings in Japan, that's our best estimate. Nobody really knows, based on the research I have done, exactly how many people were killed by the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, simply because we don't know how many people died instant to that from diseases in the days, weeks, months, and years that happened thereafter.
Wow. Well, that's tremendous insight. Thank you so much. Colonel Jeff McCausland, we really appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure, Kevin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.